Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This has been a hectic week here on the ranch, still grazing the last of the alfalfa with the cow herd and keeping the tow line irrigation system running, along with helping at Rodeo Bible Camp. We had a great week at camp, with no real serious accidents. Caleb does have a pretty good scrape from a hoof of a steer across his chest. It's a good thing he had his safety vest on. We took our group of yearlings to town this week. The market was down quite a little because of concerns over the continued lack of moisture, but they'd gained well up till this point, and it's a few less mouths to feed here on the ranch. Even if a person's not happy about how the Supreme Court ruled on the health care bill this week, we can be thankful that we live in a country where decisions can be made without the military taking over the government or citizens being killed in the streets. We have truly been blessed in this country, and I hope you all take some time this week as we celebrate our nation's birthday to pray for our leaders and give thanks to the Lord who has blessed us so richly. I'd like to share a poem that I wrote quite a few years ago while on a trip with a group of young people from my part of the world. It was inspired during a visit to the Arlington National Cemetery. I've titled this poem, Seven Horses, Bay. Seven horses bay, green the grass. Silently we watch them pass, six empty saddles in the sun, led on their way by mounted one. The day was bright, the band did play, a flag-covered casket borne away. With his life a young man did pay for some distant land's Independence Day. Swallow hard this lump in my throat, the bandit does not miss a note. As his comrades file by, I brush my cheek, a tear to dry. In the distance the music fades, stone markers offer no accolades. Each one silent stands alone, stretched for miles, these rows of stone. Another is added with date and name, but does the world remain the same? The shattered silence seems to stun. Three volleys, seven for 21. Have I the right to question why any more young men should die in a war whose outcome I can't foresee? What is the price of liberty? I have the right. It has been bought by other men who bravely fought. Our founding fathers did not know if seeds of freedom would root and grow, but they waged the battle anyway, as battles still are fought today. In each heart a choice is made, liberty preserved or liberty betrayed. There is a place where heroes rest, who sought justice for the oppressed. Their dream lives on and does not stay, where grass is green and horses bay. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that you enjoy your 4th of July celebration, that it's raining where you're at, and that the Lord blesses you real good today. I'm R.P. Smith.